The prophet writes, "My salvation will be forever." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, don't you wish there were certain things in your life that would last forever, or at least a little bit longer than you hope? Your car, for example. With regular maintenance, your car can last for a long time. Can it? Probably some of you have a car that's been around for a while. But even your car won't last perfectly forever. What about things in your home? Oh, there's just a plethora, an unending list that you wish of things that would last forever. Your water heater, your washer and dryer, your appliances in the kitchen. There's a lot of things in life, aren't there, that you wish could last forever, that you didn't have to replace, that you didn't have to go through the mess and the chaos of either doing it yourself or hiring someone and taking a nice chunk out of your checkbook. In our Old Testament reading today, the prophet Isaiah describes things that don't really last forever, but also, on the contrary, things that do last into eternity. In our Old Testament reading, the prophet Isaiah is reminding the children of Israel of the things of this world, especially the earthly powers and authorities that don't last forever. The things of this world, the things on this earth, they have their time, but they aren't eternal. And we know that to be true in our own context. Even after we just got through the election cycle of this month, we know that the leaders of this country don't last forever. Even though some in Congress might be there for 40 years and we groan and complain about some of them, but nevertheless, they don't last forever. We elect new people. We put new people into office. They aren't there in those positions forever. Even governments, empires of the world don't last forever. It's been making its rounds on social media again. I've seen it before, but it's rather interesting. And scholars and historians will debate how long the U.S. has been an empire. I'd say probably the 1800s. 1700s, we were still pretty small, but that's just the historian in me. But nevertheless, the fact that's been making its rounds around social media and across historian circles is, did you know that the average lifespan of an empire, of a government, of a country, is 250 years. How old is the U.S.? 248. Sobering reminder that yes, even our golden country, our pinnacle of light on a hill, our beacon of democracy and freedom, well, according to Isaiah, won't last forever. But that's okay. Because Isaiah reminds us in our Old Testament reading today that the things of this world, these transient things, these earthly things, aren't eternal. They're earthly. And especially in this fallen and broken world that we live in, we understand and know that all of these things in this world, on this earth, don't last forever. The things in your homes, your cars that you drive, the governments that care for us, empires, politicians, you name it, they won't last forever. In the sinful and broken world that we live in, they can't, and they don't. And not just those physical things, not just those physical institutions, but just even look to yourselves and your own individual lives and your bodies. How wonderful it would be if your health lasted forever. If you never had aches or pains. If you never had to deal with illnesses and diseases. Terminal illnesses. If only our bodies didn't have to deal with the dying process and even death itself. And even beyond our physical health, how wonderful it would be if even our physical relationships with other people would last forever. Yeah, of course, there's people in your life that you have loved and cared for your entire life. And God be praised for those relationships. But what about the ones that didn't last? Perhaps with a spouse, with a child, a friend, a dear neighbor that you treated like family, a fellow church member here at St. Mark. Relationships that were solid, broken, and shattered. Seems like they can't be repaired. Ever. They haven't been repaired for decades. And here you are currently sitting, thinking about those individuals, and you say, how wonderful it would be to still have them in my life. And yet, it is no more. See, even like those physical things, those physical institutions in the world, yes, even in our own lives, we feel the impact of things in this life not being eternal. Whether it be in regards to our health or just even the relationships that we have with others in this life. And we know it's sin, we know it's pain, and it brings us great suffering. But again, Isaiah reminds us the things of this world, they don't last forever. In this broken and sin-filled world, which the Israelites know fully well, from the many times they disobeyed God, they knew the impact of their sin and this broken world in which they lived in. Isaiah reminded them, because of this sin-filled and broken-filled world, nothing can last forever. It just can't. All of these things will pass away in some time. But there's only one thing that will remain forever. He also reminds them. And that's the salvation of their God. The salvation of their God, Yahweh, who time after time, again and again, in the midst of the brokenness and the sin that the Israelites experienced, his salvation remained unchanged and perfect. Throughout Israel's history, throughout the Old Testament, God continued to come to them, even in the midst of their sinful disobedience, even in the midst of the brokenness of the world in which they lived in, even in the midst of the turmoil and the turnover of their leaders, especially in the time of the kings. God continued to come to them and bring to them his unending salvation, his forgiveness, his life, his mercy and grace that they didn't deserve, but with God, it was unchanging. It would never be taken away from them, especially because of the promises that he had made to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, never to take away this promise from them, to remind them that his salvation is forever. And it's going to be given to them and for them. And we see that fulfilled in the Christ who comes into the world. As we prepare our hearts and minds for this season of Advent coming up, we're reminded of this fulfilled promise of salvation that Isaiah proclaims, especially here in our Old Testament reading today. This salvation that would come, that would last forever, that would never be taken away, that would be unending, that would be perfect, that would restore God's people, that would give God's people his forgiveness and life and return them back to him. A salvation that would last permanently, forever. Never to be changed, never to be replaced, never to be found broken and have to be restored again, perfect, whole, once for all. In the midst of the brokenness of the world in which we experience, these words of Isaiah are good comfort for you and our sorry souls today as well. In the midst of the sin-filled world and all of the brokenness that we see in our lives and in the world in which we live, we need to hear these words of Isaiah. God's salvation will be forever. When everything around you seems to be falling apart, when your health seems to be decaying, when relationships around you seem to be broken and irreparable, when it seems like you look out into the world and you see nothing but pain and sorrow and destruction and empires crumbling left and right and rumors of wars and things going on all around us, and you see the brokenness and sin of this world and you wonder, where is the comfort? Where's the solution? How can those things be repaired? And yet we're reminded from Isaiah today that even in the midst of the brokenness that you see around you in your life, one thing remains unchanged. One thing remains perfect for you. And that's God's salvation for you. God's saving grace, his mercy, and his life. The very things that Israel didn't deserve, yet God, because of who he is, gave them to them. He does so for you too. Because we contribute much to this sin-filled and broken world, and we don't deserve that solution, that fix. But it's who God is for you also. He can't help but to love you, to save us, to forgive us of our sins so that we can be restored back to God, so that we could belong to him. It's who he is, unchanged. His love remains forever for you. And his salvation remains forever for you. And he makes that possible for you just as he did for the Israelites as he sent to them the Christ. He sends to you the Christ as well for all the world. So that in the midst of your sin and the brokenness of your life and the world in which we live, God's salvation through Christ Jesus is given freely and abundantly to you, to forgive you of all your sins, to cleanse you of unrighteousness, to keep you in God's hand of love and care, so that your needs would be provided and met for, both in body and soul. And we know that God's salvation is forever and unchanging and perfect and whole because he continues to bring his salvation to you today, reminding you of your baptismal grace in the waters of holy baptism, the very thing that keeps you in God's family each and every day of your life, through God's holy word that continually is preached to you. And as you read it and hear from it, God's salvation, his story of salvation. It's literally what this book is all about. God's narrative of how he saves the world. The reminder of how he has saved you is continuing to be given to you this day and every day, especially here in God's house. Through bread and wine, body and blood of Christ, there you are reminded that God's salvation is forever, never to be taken away from you. Jesus always standing at the door, reminding you that my salvation is free and abundant and always perfect and unending, and is always freely given to you. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter what struggle or pain or suffering you are dealing with or that you are experiencing because of what the world is throwing at you, Jesus and his salvation remains perfect and unstained, perfectly whole, and perfectly given for you. And even through simple gestures of our healing service, it's not the oil that heals you. I'm not a snakeskin salesman saying, here, take this olive oil that I got from Costco, and now you're saved and you're healed. Oh. It's not the oil, but it's the promise of God's word through prayer that brings you the healing of body and soul that you need. Because God's salvation remains forever. And God loves to give you those simple reminders each and every day of your life through things like water, things like oil, things like bread and wine, those earthly things that don't last forever, but reminds you that through those things you receive that which is eternal, that which will never be taken away from you, God's love for you through Jesus Christ. So I encourage you, go into the world. Go into your communities, go into your homes, go into your places of work, in a place, in a world where there is so much brokenness, so much pain, so much heartache and suffering, so many things being broken left and right. And express and proclaim to the world in which you live that which endures, that which will last forever. Jesus, your Savior, who loves you and all of humanity and all of creation dearly. And even though everything else in the world fails, the things in your home, those earthly empires and institutions, and even your body and the relationships that you share, be reminded this day that Christ remains forever, and Christ remains for you forever. And his grace and his mercy will never be taken away from you. Not today, not tomorrow. And will continue to be given to you even into eternity. In the holy name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God which surpasses all human understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.